How do you want to get psyched for today's episode?
Man, there's the classic five high fives.
All right, ready? One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
One, two. Man.
That was loud.
Well, you got to get hyped, y'all.
My hand and ears.
Oh, we're hyped.
Exactly.
Hype level
are we
is
ready?
Maximum.
Maximum effort.
Jay just killed an iPad again.
Put it on the bingo board. I thought it was a book.
Oh, yeah. No, it was.
Well, it wasn't. Where's your stand?
It's over here. I keep
I'm just
going to
hold it.
I can already tell that these videos are going to be chaotic.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's the, you know what, though? Isn't that the point?
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't it the joy?
I think the more chaotic, it usually means the more we're having fun.
Right,
we've entered a flow state.
Everybody flow.
Do you know when Ron's birthday is?
I sure do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I'm so screwed. I can see it in your eyes too. It's in there. It's in there!
Oh man!
Ethan can hide nothing!
Hey brother! And welcome everyone to the world's most Weasley Ron Weasley quiz.
Yeah! What could be more Weasley than this?
I guess like a whole Weasley family quiz or something.
Or like a quiz about ferrets.
That would be pretty Weasley.
Weasley? Yes. Are ferrets inside of the Weasley classification? Do you think that will be a question for today?
I don't think that would be a question
weasels.
For
weasels. Weasley is not an animal.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
Weasels are animals.
Yeah, but it's like if it's a Weasley quiz, it might be like similar to weasels.
But are ferrets weasels or are weasels ferrets?
That's not what I studied for.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You studied?
No, I didn't study.
Let's dive on in. In case you guys are new to the Jay versus Ben format, this is how it is going to work. Both Ethan and Isabel are on the other end of the camera. They're waving at us. You can't see them, but we can. Ethan is going to be reading today's 10 standard questions plus an additional 5 questions from our quizmasters over on Patreon.
And as ever, all ferrets are weasels, but not all weasels are ferrets. Ben and I will have to answer the questions completely from memory, but if we don't know, Ethan can give us the multiple choice. If you'd like to play along with us, there's a link in the description down below.
Also, Isabel is here for banter, probably?
Yes.
Just to make fun
of
us.
The color commentator.
Yeah.
I'm running play-by-play.
Yeah.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Question one. Where does Ron fall in the Weasley sibling lineup? Like, what number?
Like what? Yes. Okay.
Birth order.
Yeah.
So just the number.
The
of,
number, yes.
Of siblings he was.
The ordinal number, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like how I'm 6.
Okay.
You're the second child. What number is Ron?
Yes. Okay. I follow.
Right.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
6.
Just like Isabel.
Just like me.
It is 6th, hey. Just like Isabel.
Hey!
There we go.
I was screaming
start.
Internally like you just gave them the answer.
Are you trolling right now? Because it's 6. I'm like, did you say 6 because your
parents I actually didn't realize
scent?
Until after I had already said it that like my answer was also
yeah.
the answer. So sorry in
advance. And I'm like, this would be such an embarrassing one to miss. Too.
It would
like,
be. It would be. She just me. Said it.
Yeah.
It was everything inside of me not to just like, are you kidding me?
Well, they'd already written it down.
Are we establishing the running gag that every answer for Ron should also correlate with Isabel's own life?
I thought you were going to say every answer should end in th.
Is Isabel just Ron?
Making meta theories about your own employees now.
Let's look at the evidence.
Classic 6th born. You know?
I'm not a redhead.
Classic 6th born.
You are wearing a red bow today.
That is true.
In honor of Isabel's red bow, let's go for question number 2. What spell did Ron use to defeat the troll on Halloween in his first year?
I mean, you know.
Easemus peasemus.
I know this one. I know
it's
it.
Still not peas.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Are we ready, kids?
Yeah.
Aye, aye, Captain.
2, 3.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa, indeed.
There we go.
Actually, I feel like your font feels very on brand for
it
the Wizarding
does.
World.
It does. Yeah. This reminds me of the time that Isabel floated above the trolls in her TikTok comments.
I get it. I see what you did there. Yeah.
That was really good.
That was really
that
good.
Was good. That was good.
Thank you. I do be doing that.
Yeah.
Question number 3, and time for our first Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Tara Noah, Rainy Rain, Mary, Law Ninja, Penelope, Tara Walker, Dola, Andrew D. Griffin, and voted on by patrons.
Wow. All of them?
All of them, yes. I'm just
gonna say, thanks, y'all.
Kat, in the Slack, when she sent it to us, Kat said, the first question was literally submitted by 8 people.
Okay.
Okay, is it gonna be, hold on, is it gonna be, what day is Ron's birthday?
Wrong.
In Harry's 4th year, the Sorting Hat song.
Oh, no.
Where was Ron from? No, it's not.
Yeah, wait a minute.
What kind of wand, wood, and core does Ron get in his 3rd year? Yeah, not so pessimist now.
Wow.
Jonathan's going for it. He's confident.
Significantly less pessimist.
Significantly less pessimist. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, y'all. Whoever the 8 of you were.
Oh, that was Tara Noah, Rainy Rain, Mary, Law Ninja, Penelope, Tara Walker, Dola, and Andrew D. Griffin.
And voted on by patrons.
Wow. Voted on by patrons is the real hero of the Quizmasters.
Truly.
They submit a question every single time.
And get in the quiz every time.
Oh, man.
Somebody's going to change their Patreon name to voted on by patrons now.
Oh,
that would be a good
be
one.
Clever.
They're going to do
clever.
It. It's going to happen.
Then you get lots of shout outs, and you'll know it's you. Plus, you'll also be like in on a gag.
This question was submitted by voted on by patrons and voted on by patrons.
Yeah, right. There you go. That's the real meta win.
Okay. I have an answer.
Yeah.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Willow and unicorn hair.
I said walnut and unicorn hair.
It is willow and unicorn hair.
No, it is not.
It is. Yes.
It is. What? Willow would be such a terrible wood for...
Swishy.
Oh, is it swishy? Is it described as swishy?
I don't know.
Well, it should be because it would be.
It's because it's the unicorn hair stays the same between both wands, but he goes from an ashwood wand to a willow, and it reminds me of Name of the Wind with Master Ash and Kvothe. So he like goes from Master Ash to Kvothe.
Because
Kvothe is like the willow.
He's like the willow.
Like the sword tree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Blows in
ben,
the wind.
Ben, what's your willow impression like?
He rises from the ashes and becomes willowy.
My willow impression?
Yeah, like a tree, like Jay was just doing, blowing in the wind.
Could you sway?
Hey, Ben, sway with me.
Huh?
Womp him.
Womp him?
Nope. Yeah.
Womp him. I think, what is the thing called where
he's
you do
moving
like,
the table.
Oh my gosh.
The like,
you know, flossing?
He's flossing.
This is you being a willow?
That's me.
Like a willow and womp your brother.
A willow!
Willow and unicorn hair.
What an upcoming popular name, by the way.
Yeah.
Willow.
Yeah.
It's out there. Okay. Well,
it's one of the trees I'd most likely be named after if I was a girl.
I'd be oak.
If you were a girl?
Like professor?
Oh, no. I thought I was picking something obscure.
Hello, Ash.
Well,
dang
I mean,
it.
To be fair, most of them are named after trees. So,
yeah,
like, you're going to run into Pokemon professors.
You're going to have that. Elm, Rowan, yeah.
Question number 4. Who did Ron beat out for Gryffindor Quidditch Keeper during tryouts in his 6th year?
Oh, man. Old Willow Armed.
Old Willow Armed Weasley, as they called him.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely added like a weird thing on the end of this one, so let me just clean that up just so there's no question. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Cormac McLaggen.
It is indeed Cormac McLaggen.
Okay, fun fact. Okay, in Harry's 2nd year, Wood wakes them up early on Saturday, the first Saturday of the year, to go to Quidditch practice.
Yes.
Where Harry's feeling guilty because he, like, passed out defending the Sorcerer's Stone, and Wood's like, we lost that Quidditch Cup last year for reasons, Harry. And it's like, dude, come on. But apparently, not only did they lose, they suffered the Gryffindor's worst loss in 300 years because they had to play a man down because of Harry.
What a loser fighting the Dark Lord.
Cormac McLaggen would have been a 2nd year at that time. Like, there is no reason at all for Wood to have played man down. Like, pull on a sub, dude. Even if he's, like, terrible.
Wait, so they just didn't have a seeker?
What?
That either they didn't have a Seeker or Wood played Seeker.
It almost sounds like Wood played Seeker, because otherwise, how could it have been the worst defeat in history? That means that if Wood was playing Keeper, it means he was responsible for letting in so many goals. But if he's playing Seeker, then I guess they were undefended.
Or they lost by 150.
No, but that wouldn't be the worst loss in 300 years.
Because that'd be any loss, right?
All losses. Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Certainly. Yeah. Certainly.
It's like an extraordinary loss.
It's an extraordinary loss.
Yeah.
Historic.
They could have played down a chaser and just not scored any goals, and then...
But you still have another one. You have more than one, right?
There's three chasers.
The point is, Cormac was a second year and just...
Yeah, but he hadn't been invented yet, Jay.
Well, look. Hindsight is 20/20, and it makes Wood look stupid.
It does. It does.
What do you guys mean? Harry Potter's not real?
Yeah, it's 100% factual account of the things that happened at this British wizarding school between
British
the years.
British people aren't magical? What?
Man,
all of them, just the ones at the school.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. It's like Star Wars. This is just an account of history.
Yeah, that's why the prequels are bad.
Star Wars isn't history.
Exactly
Star Wars is
happened.
The future.
Excuse me. Star Wars happened a long time ago.
You're right. I'm
dumb. A galaxy far, far away.
Take it back.
Yeah. I'll take it back. George Lucas just happened to find the manuscript from the asteroid that landed on Earth.
Exactly. That's why people complain about Star Wars. It's like, it's just history, people. Like, we can't make it up.
R2-D2 was the Roswell alien from the 50s.
Tinfoil hats on, everyone.
It helps.
I can't believe I said on camera that Star Wars was in the future. I feel like an idiot.
I know. It's literally the first sentence.
I'm going to make sure you never live it down.
Thank you.
That's the Instagram clip for this episode.
Shut up.
Question number 5. Who did Ron impersonate using Polyjuice Potion to trick Malfoy into revealing the identity of the heir of Slytherin?
Oh, no. Well, it's just like a bit of a coin flip, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Bit of a coin flip for him when he found out.
Oh, come on. Think about it. Is there a way? Okay, which one's which? I think I got it.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Gregarious Goyle.
I said Crab.
Oh, gosh.
It is Crab.
Yes! Come on!
Got my point back. Woo!
You're now tied at 4.
Oh, but man.
I feel like they mixed it up in the movies then.
They might,
but
the movies
don't
count.
Comes out as Crab and he's got the glasses on and Goyle's like the shorter guy, right?
I think you're wrong.
No, you're backwards.
I think you got it wrong.
What?
Yeah.
Have I been misremembering Goyle?
Could you get?
It's cool. I got this one wrong too, and Kat sent it to me.
Oh man.
Well, I'm.
I didn't. I got it right.
Such a noteworthy character. Goyle and Crab both.
Neither of them have speaking lines until book 7. They don't say a single word.
Except in the books. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Except when they're like.
Except when Harry and Ron are them, which doesn't count as them because it's not them.
Man.
Question number 6, which is our second Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Law Ninja and voted on by patrons. How many times does Ron have to go to the hospital wing for medical treatment? Bonus points for listing all of the incidents.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see here. So I know.
Okay, how many times does Ron go to the hospital wing?
Yep.
But like,
okay.
To be hospitalized, right?
Yeah, not every time he just steps foot on the premises for other
reasons.
Right, yes.
Hey, does this count visiting Harry, or?
No, every time,
Admitted
into the hospital wing.
Okay.
Every time.
Yep.
Okay,
Bonus point for naming all of the instances.
Right.
This
like
is,
that.
These questions like this are
I know.
Always so
it's like
difficult.
I really have to think. Okay, this at least happens. Right?
This at least happens.
Does
so
it?
Wait.
When was it? Think with your brain.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to with what?
Your heart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let the sound of the breeze guide you to
yes.
the answer.
Be the willow. Be the willow. Come on. Why am I having such a hard time thinking about this?
Use your anger.
Oh, wait. No, that does happen.
Okay. I got one. I thought of a thing.
You thought of a thing.
Thought of a thing.
Okay.
I thought Yonsei.
All right. Okay. But when does that? That's what that is. Okay,
that's what that is.
That's my answer, and that's what I can think of for now. Right?
Probably.
What else? Go into it with confidence.
Okay.
Just.
Ronfidence.
Ronfidence.
I'm bubbling with Ronfidence.
Ronfidence. Yes.
I am so Ronfident about my answers.
Okay.
Okay, right. Are you ready?
Okay. Ready? Yes. One, two, three.
I said four.
It is five.
No! Okay, wait, what did you have? I have Dragon Bite.
Okay, got Dragon Bite.
Okay, I have Broken Ankle from Sirius.
Broken Ankle from Sirius. Well, broken leg, I think.
Broken leg, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, that situation.
Yep.
I have the brains.
Yep, I got that one.
I got the brains, and then the poison mead.
Poison mead, that's what I got. Okay. So we have the same four.
We have the same four.
You missed the part where he got absolutely molly rocked in a chess match.
Oh, no! He does! How did I forget book one? Because I thought the Dragon Bite, and I was like, that's it.
Not me, not Hermione, you.
You got all the rest of them, yeah.
Oh, the chess
bitten by Norbert,
match.
Giant chess match, dog bite, attacked by brains, and poisoned.
Harry steals his thunder for sure because he's there for so long.
He gets whomped by that queen.
Man.
Romped.
Good question by voted on by patrons.
I know. I did thank them at the top.
Shout out Law Ninja.
Yes, indeed.
Well, at least we both missed it and got the exact same.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yes. I would have, if not for doing Through the Gryffindor, I would not have had the Norbert bite.
I wouldn't have had the Norbert bite.
Yeah. I would have totally forgot about one. That.
Shout out to our new podcast, Through the Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Where we're doing a chapter by chapter read through and analysis of every single Harry Potter book. We're currently in Chamber of Secrets.
It's been a lot of fun. Go and check it out. Wherever pods are cast.
Question number 7. Which unforgivable curse did Ron know in Moody's first Defense Against the Dark Arts class?
Okay. Moody is a stretch.
I mean, it was his class.
But it wasn't him.
Yeah, but it was still his class.
I think I can see where you're coming from.
Like, if you have a substitute teacher, it's still Miss Barnett's class. Shout out ninth grader science teacher Aaron Barnett.
Hey!
Hope you're doing good. You're the first teacher I thought of.
That's amazing. Like, we had a Miss Henderson. She substituted like my whole life.
I didn't have a substitute
for
teacher.
For math science?
Just for everything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, everywhere.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Have the Imperious Kiss.
Imperious.
It is the Imperious Curse.
Gave the ministry a lot of trouble, that one. Mm-hmm. Your dad would know all about it, I think is what he says.
And your father would know all about that. Gave the ministry quite a bit of grief a few years ago.
Question number 8. What did his parents give Ron as a gift for becoming a prefect in his 5th year?
Oh, how specific.
Like, how specific?
Fairly. Be as specific as you can. We'll see where it lands.
Okay. I think that's
right?
it.
Right? I think this is it.
Yeah, hopefully.
I know.
This is like, okay. Ooh. I mean, there's nothing to it but to do it. Is that right?
Nothing to it but to it.
All right, ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Clean sweep 7.
Clean sweep 7 broomstick.
Ooh. It's technically a clean sweep 11, but I'm going to give it to you guys because you both said the same number.
Okay. It doesn't make a difference, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we either win together or lose together. We may as well win together.
So if I give you multiple choice, they're all different objects, not different numbers of clean sweep.
Oh, okay.
But like if one of you had said 11 and one of you said 7.
That would make it more correct than, that's fair. Okay. That's fair. Right. 11, I was like, I didn't even realize they were on that model.
I can't believe it took, I guess so. Clean sweep 7 sounds better. It's like by the time you get to 11, like the word's too long. Like you need a new system.
You need a new system.
Yeah, because 11's so much worse than 2001.
Well, I mean, hey, look, Nimbus and clean sweep are different companies, and I've already got beef with Nimbus. Why are they busting out 2000 in 1991? I mean, come on.
Seriously.
Because it was their 2000th model.
Apparently.
What I'm led to believe based on their...
They've been creating since the year, minus 9?
Yes.
Minus 9.
So close. One
usually referred
year.
To as like BC. Ben Carlin.
Before Ben Carlin.
Before Carlin.
Before Common Era.
There we go. What number are we on?
9.
9.
The third Quizmaster question of the game.
All right.
Submitted by Geekbox, Tara Noah, and Tara Walker. I keep trying to say Trevor Noah. Sorry, Tara. Which two chocolate frog cards does Ron tell Harry he's missing on their first trip to Hogwarts?
And voted on by patrons.
Wait, which one?
Which two chocolate frog cards does Ron tell Harry he's missing on their first trip to Hogwarts?
Okay.
I've got about 100 of them.
I know this one.
This one's not Easemus, Peasemus.
It's not Easemus.
No, the peas are decidedly not here.
I know, I think half of it, but then there's a chance that what I think is half of it is incorrect.
I know there. I know at least half of it, and I'm pretty sure about the second one, but I could be wrong.
Oh.
He's thinking so hard it hurts.
I know.
Get in the flow state, Ben.
Get in the flow state.
Just do a floss. Do a willow floss.
Okay. Okay. That helped. It definitely helped.
There you are. Now you know the answer.
Now you can be Ronfident.
Yes. Yes. Summon your inner Ronfidence. Don't overthink it, but just think.
Regular thing.
But like, don't underthink it, because then you won't know.
It's a good point. Right, yeah. Good point.
If you underthink this, you're not going to get it.
There's no way. Yeah. It requires some thought.
Some thought.
You have it, Jay?
Yeah. I think so.
Approximately 43% thought.
Did you almost fall over?
Chair came unlocked.
Okay.
It's a little chair. I'm a large man, okay? Things okay. Happen.
You know.
Oh man, if that chair had fallen over, I would have died.
She's just thinking about it. Would you have the same reaction if you saw like a beached whale? Like, oh
no.
Man, you really hit the stairs, whale.
I'm not sure I love this. The comparison to a beached whale.
Not you. Not you. I'm talking about someone falling over and a beached whale having fallen up. Like the...
If I fall over, I'm not gonna die.
You can save the whale.
No, you can't.
How am I gonna
not
save
you,
a whale?
I'm just wondering if Isabel would laugh at a beached whale. Is my question.
No.
I think or having failed to like miss the sandbar.
I think a beached whale.
Like, you tripped.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I think a beached whale is universally a sad thing.
That would make me sad.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think a person falling over is universally a sad thing.
I think a person falling over is funny.
I'm trying to decide where it stops being funny to you.
First of all, that's not a person. So
it depends on how well I know the person, how instrumental I was in them falling over, and that could go both ways.
Okay, I think I have an answer. I don't feel great about it.
Okay.
I feel like 50% good, and then I feel like, yeah, definitely
okay.
Wrong. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Is there like a possibly, I don't know. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
I have Agrippa and a Ptolemy.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes!
Oh!
Boom.
Like PT?
PT.
Yeah.
O-L-M-E-Y.
Yeah.
The math dude.
I had Agrippa.
I did say the P's are decidedly not here.
Oh!
It is P-T-O-L-E-M-Y.
Oh, well, I didn't spell it right, but.
Oh, man.
No well, points for you.
On that no note, points. I'm gonna have to go. Take a breather.
Bye, Ben.
All right, now, see you later.
That's too much.
I'm in the lead, y'all.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Scenic Route, where as ever, I've got to tell you about today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Okay, confession time. I don't have a household budget. And the thing is that I used to back in my early 20s when I had all of my budding expenses, but they were all so few and far between that for the most part, I could just remember what they were. But in the modern age, things are a little bit different. I have, you know, a family, a mortgage, car payments, all the rest. I guess I should clarify though, because I'm not totally in the dark either. I have Rocket Money, and I've got to tell you guys, it absolutely comes in clutch because it tells me how much I'm spending each month compared to months prior, how much I'm spending in specific categories like groceries, for example, and then probably the thing that I find to be the most useful is how much I am spending in what I have come to refer to as the subscription sinkhole. I mean, gosh, just like raise your hand if you've ever signed up for a subscription and then realized way down the line that you haven't been using it at all and been paying for it every single month anyway. This happens to my wife, Alice, and I all the time with streaming services in particular. We'll have friends who recommend something, so we'll sign up for the streaming service only to never watch anything else on it ever again. And then it's like 6 months later, I'm like, oh my gosh, why do I still have this? If that sounds anything like you, you have got to check out Rocket Money because it is a personal finance app that tracks all of your spending across a variety of categories every single month. And most importantly, keeps tracks of those subscription services for you and can actually easily go through and cancel specific ones just with a click. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you're not using and cancel those unwanted subscriptions by heading on over to rocketmoney.com/JVersusB. One more time, it's going to be rocketmoney.com/JVersusB. Link is in the description down below.
Well, howdy y'all, and welcome back to the Scenic Table, where as ever, I have to tell you about today's sponsor, MeUndies. I mean, let's talk about a struggle we've all faced, the eternal quest for the perfect pair of underbritches. I mean, you know the feeling, you're sifting through endless options only to be disappointed by uncomfortable fits or scratchy fabrics or designs that just don't suit your style. Look. But at the end of the day, you gotta do whatever makes you comfortable, you know? You gotta find that sweet spot. That wasn't it. I mean, on rare occasions, I'd find the perfect pair, but then struggle to catch lightning in a bottle for a second time. Like, that is until I finally found MeUndies. I gotta tell you what, this position, not lightning in a bottle. I'm gonna break this table. But MeUndies signature fabric, it's as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Unlike laying on this table. But I mean, I thought this was gonna be fun. I kid you not when I say that MeUndies is all I wear now, like 25/8. That's 25 hours a day, 8 days per week. Keep up! Also, not for nothing, but this is literally the least comfortable couch I've ever owned. That's why it's on the set and not in my actual home. I hate it. Except it looks good. I mean, it looks good. Personally, I'm a huge fan of the festive prints. I mean, this pair has narwhals on them, like, what? But also, they've truly got styles for everyone, ranging from classic, bold, all the way down to adventurous. But the comfort is built into every pair, no matter what. Plus, as an added bonus, they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And you can get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/brother. That's MeUndies.com/brother for 20% off, plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. And I'm not gonna lie, you know what, not using a chair, that wasn't the comfortable way. All right, let's get back to the quiz.
There's a chocolate frog card.
Oh, who do you guys think it is? Hey, it's Wilbur Oislingcott.
The one, the only.
Oh man.
Classic Gilderoy.
Speaking of Through the Gryffindor, just as a double shout out, we just got through all of our Gilderoy Lockhart chapters and they're just a hoot and holler and good time.
They are a hoot and holler. Speaking of a triple shout out, we also are doing a Wizarding Candle Club where you can get magically scented candles delivered to your house every single month. Right now for the month of February, the candle scent is Love Potion.
It is indeed.
Yeah. It smells great. Different depending on what you love.
Especially as long as you like spearmint. Which, let's face it, everyone does. Oh man, you can check it out, wizardingcandles.com. Yeah. Link in the description down below.
All right, listener, I do just want you to know that nobody prompted Jay to say anything about love potions. However, this is question number 10. What love potion laced treat did Ron accidentally consume on his 17th birthday?
Oh.
Yes, that was the actual next question.
That was the actual next question.
Yes.
Wow. Let's see here. They are...
That was really good timing on that promo.
That was.
I couldn't believe it.
I had no idea what was...
You a little bit stressed about some cheating going on over there?
To me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would never.
That Ben's cheating.
You would trust that Ben is cheating?
No.
I've never cheated.
I wouldn't say that I would trust.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
One, two, three.
Chocolate cauldrons.
Chocolate cauldrons.
Chocolate cauldrons are correct.
Woo!
I was about to write cauldron cakes, and so I wrote cauldron first, and I was like, I can fix this.
Who do you fall in love with? Romilda Vane?
Yeah. Romilda Vane.
Romilda.
How long does a love potion last?
Do you think she even knows that exists?
They get stronger with age.
Yes. Yes, they do. And Harry's had them for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Because it's been at least... a certain amount of days.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes.
Very specific.
He gets them for Christmas, I want to say.
Is it?
Is it?
Or
when
is
Ron eating them? I know when Ron's eating
them. I do too.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
There's not another question about the chocolate cauldrons.
No, there's
well,
not.
There might,
what?
There might be an ancillary relation.
Oh, okay,
yes,
okay,
yes,
okay,
indeed,
okay.
Yep.
Question number 11. What false identity did Ron give the group of snatchers that apprehended him after he left Harry and Hermione in book 7? So when he apparates away, he apparates directly into a group of snatchers.
Oh!
What
name does he give them?
I've always loved how he says, like, I got caught by a group of snatchers in the movie.
Took off a snatcher a couple of weeks ago. And gorgeous.
Producer! I know that Harry gives a really... bad name.
Yes.
When they're caught, he's like Vernon Dudley.
Vernon
something.
Dudley.
Yeah.
I think there is a Dudley on this list. It's like, could sheer dumb luck get them out of this? It's like, no.
No.
Does not.
Okay, I think it's this?
I think I've got it, but...
I don't know how. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. All you can do is try, right?
Right. Right. Or no.
One, two, three.
Stanley Shunpike.
Oh.
It is Stan Shunpike.
Yes!
Imagine if he threw Neville under the bus like that.
I'm Neville.
I, Neville Longbottom.
Almost chosen one.
Jay's got a 2-point lead here, Ben.
Woo!
JSYK.
Feeling pretty Ronfident, y'all.
I'm feeling less Ronfident by the second.
Well, get that Ronfidence up, because it's time for the fourth Quizmaster question of the game.
Okay.
Number 12 was submitted by Lokier and voted on by patrons.
Who? Lokier?
Lokier. Lokear.
Lokier. Like shifting into low gear. Lokier.
Question number 12. During the Quidditch match where Harry and Ron met Grop, which chaser did Ron successfully block first?
Where? What?
During the Quidditch match where Harry and Hermione met Grop?
Harry and Hermione did not go to the Quidditch match.
Okay.
Because they were in the forest meeting Grop because Harry had been given a lifetime ban from Quidditch.
Right.
Yes.
But.
What chaser from the opposing team did Ron block a shot from first?
I mean, who even knows? I can't even tell you what team they were playing against.
Me either.
This is my guess. Are they playing against. It's not going to help me because I don't know the chasers on any of the other teams. I guess I could guess. I know one other chaser that isn't on the team I know some chasers from. But.
Do you want to know what team it was?
Don't tell them.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what I think makes sense because it probably changes my answer entirely.
I guess I know a... Do I? No, I don't. Do I?
Do I?
Don't I? Would I? Would he?
Should you?
Donkey! Oh.
Would it, May?
Okay, I'm going with it.
Okay.
I don't think it's right.
Okay. I just had to sort of guess.
All right, ready? Yeah. One, two, three.
I said Montague.
I had Montague written down, if that's right. I said Roger Davies, but I thought Montague was playing for Slytherin and Harry played in the first game because he gets banned after the first game because the Slytherins are taunting him. So it can't be someone from Slytherin.
Can't be someone from Slytherin.
They played Ravenclaw, however, it is not Roger Davies. It is someone named Bradley.
Bradley?
No one knows that. Does he even go to this school?
Probably not. Like a transfer.
You can blame voted on by patrons for that one.
Dude, you were right about narrowing it down. I honestly would have guessed Roger Davies as well if I could have narrowed it down past the Slytherins. Because... I was like, ooh, Roger Davies, he's the Ravenclaw chaser because he asked out Cho.
Yes, well, and that was my thinking, and I was like, Roger Davies, so this happens in Order of the Phoenix, we'll meet Grop because that's part of like what runs Umbridge off.
Right.
And that's, Order of the Phoenix is when he goes on the date with Cho, where Roger Davies is on the table right next door, like making out with somebody, and Cho is like, he asked me out, you know, and Harry's like, why would she say that?
I know.
So,
jeez.
I know. So it seemed like such an opportunity for us to just turn Roger Davies into a punching bag because Ron blocked his shot.
Bradley.
Who even is Bradley?
That's like a wizard name.
I know. All the Bradleys watching right now are like,
Hi.
It was me.
Yeah.
I'm the Bradley. It's me.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, it's question number 13.
Let's go.
In addition to violet socks, what did Ron give Dobby for Christmas in his fourth year?
Again with the segues, man. I'm really good about that.
Socks. What does Ronald I was born to host. Give Doblet?
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. Sir Dobbington.
How Pacific Ocean does it need to be?
I mean, not that Pacific.
Do we need like a modifier or no. Is like the item okay?
Just the item just is like, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
How hard
what
could
else
it be?
Could it be?
It has to be.
It has to be.
Ready? Right. One, two, three.
A sweeter.
A Weasley sweeter.
It is the Weasley sweeter.
Yes. Okay. I was like, he's got so many of them by now. All right. The Weasley sweeter it was. Bradley.
You did not need to know what color it was or anything.
I know. I would have just guessed maroon.
I would have guessed maroon, but yeah.
Could be right. I don't have that information here.
Wow.
She always forgets I hate maroon.
Question number 14. What obstacle from Professor Lupin's defense against the dark arts final tripped Ron up?
List side.
It is a... I know exactly what it is. It's like this thing.
From the year where they learned defeat of magical creatures.
The defeat of magical creatures.
Before they learned to care for them.
Yes.
They must learn to fight them.
It's the same year.
By the end of it, they know to bow to a hippogriff, to feed flobberworms lettuce, and how to defeat a bunch of other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems, yeah. You're right. It seems like Lupin is instructing a lot more than Hagrid in this particular year.
Mm-hmm. You don't say.
Yeah, but the hippogriff situation is pretty vital.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So
wither wings.
Who?
The whole decision to modify Buckbeak's name is just flat out absurd.
Because at 0 points did they just say wither wings and rely on you remembering that it means Buckbeak.
Yes, it's like there was so little faith that the reader would remember and be like, oh yeah, wither wings. I get the code.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I forgot the question.
What obstacle from Professor Lupin's Defense Against the Dark Arts final tripped Ron up?
Okay. I'm going with this.
I can't remember what it... This doesn't even seem like a word, if I'm being honest. Oh, what is the stupid thing? I'm going with this. This is my answer.
Is it? I don't think this is right at all. It doesn't even seem remotely close. I'm being influenced by something.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Red caps.
I said the Kelpie.
No.
It is Hinky Punks.
Hinky Punks.
I had it written down.
I said Hork Lump up here.
And Swamp Fart.
It's because it's the Swamp Fart. That's how he's distracted. Is because it's like whatever's in the bog that like has the light that is like, come over here. And he's like, okay.
The Hinky Punk.
Well, why it's not?
What the Hinky Punk is taking in, the Muggle explanation for apparently what Hinky Punks truly are is that it is methane being released out of a swamp and it like immediately catches fire for a hot second and people are like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
It must be a magical object. This is the Will-O-Wisps in Brave. It's the same thing. They're swamp farts, basically.
Swamp farts.
They're just swamp farts and Ron fell for it.
Ha! Classic Ron. I think this also means you just won.
Wrong swamp fart Weasley.
But you can still get a point for the year.
I know, yeah. The yearly competition is still hot and alive.
It's in there. The lead could grow.
Question number 15 and our fifth and final Quizmaster question of the game, submitted by Wesley Walker and Travis Peacock and voted on by patrons. What does Ginny joke that Ron has a tattoo of?
I know the answer to this question. What's it called?
Boom.
It is a this.
I have it.
Ben's Ron fitting this time.
I think I have it.
Okay.
This is one of those scenes that...
I got it. Yeah, Ben, we've been quoting the a line from this scene for like a month now.
Much more macho. between those two things, neither of them is... that's between a hippogriff and a Hungarian horntail.
Of which Ginny does not joke that Ron has.
Yes, exactly. Which instead would be a Pygmy Puff.
A Pygmy Puff is correct.
Woo! Yes, a Pygmy Puff named Arnold, probably.
Yeah, named Arnold, probably.
That's the name of Jimmy's.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy Weasley.
My sister Jimmy.
Jimmy Weasley. Ginny's Pygmy Puff's name
Jimmerva.
I believe is Arnold.
Jimmyonce.
Right? Yes, it
Jimmy
is.
Jimmyonce.
Jimmyonce. Wow. Okay, so that means did I lose by two?
Yeah. You did.
Oh, that's a devastating defeat.
So Jay is winning the year by one.
Yes! Oh!
Takes
the
lead.
We're back in front. Man, it feels good, y'all. It feels good.
You didn't in the last episode tell JFam not to give up.
You know what was not in here was Ron's birthday, which I was led to believe it was.
Okay, hold on.
Nobody led you to believe that! I just laughed!
Should we give you a bonus point?
Write an answer for Ron's birthday. I stopped the screen recording, but hold on, I'll start it again.
I have an answer for, go ahead, do your thing.
I want month, day, and year for a half a point.
What month, day, and year?
Okay,
hang on a second.
Yeah. I mean, let me just make sure this number is clear.
This is if we're doing this as a full bonus point. I'm not doing this half point malarkey.
Fine.
No.
Ethan's like, I don't want to edit that.
Wait, so is there month, date, and year.
Yes.
For a full extra point.
For a full extra point.
Whoa.
Okay, so let's see here. So
none of this half-point malarkey.
You know, considering the fact that you all were expecting this, I think this answer would have come a lot quicker.
Well, it's the year that you threw in there that I need to make sure is correct because of reasons.
Because of reasons?
Because of reasons.
Because that's the only way to get the point.
Yeah. That's the reason.
Jay, are you confident?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty wrong. I'm fairly confident about this one.
Okay. I feel close, but this is dangerous territory to be inside of. I think I got it. Or at least I'm close. This could be wrong. This could be this instead. All right, ready? Yep. 1, 2, 3.
March 1st, 1980.
You got it.
Boom! does not change the overall score at all.
But we knew.
We knew. The thing I couldn't figure out is Hermione is a lot older than the boys. So she turns 12 at like the start of the school year, I believe. And so I was trying to think if it was a 79 situation because Ron is older than Harry, but yeah. Harry is about as young as you can be to be in his grade. So, because he turns 11 right before the start of each school year and Ron will turn 12 inside of the school year.
Harry just keeps turning 11 right before every year. he's like, I have 11, happy 11th birthday, ready for year 4.
It's how you stay young.
That's how you stay young.
Stay young.
That's right. The boy who lived at 11.
Forever.
Forever.
That would suck.
And now we need to give a huge thank you to our quiz masters over on Patreon.
Huge shout out to Tara Noah, Rainy Rain, Mary, Law Ninja, Penelope, Tara Walker, Dola, Andrew D. Griffin, Geekbox, Lokir, Wesley Walker, Travis Peacock, and of course, voted on by patrons.
Excellent inclusion right there at the end. As ever, if you would like to try to stump us in a future episode of Jay vs. Ben, you can do so by heading on over to patreon.com/supercarlinbrothers and selecting the quiz masters tier.
Thanks again to all of our patrons who support us on Patreon.
As ever, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to let us know how you did in the towel section down below.
If you want some more Harry Potter action from us, Ben and I have just launched a brand new podcast called Through the Gryffindor, where it's like a Harry Potter book club. Each week, you read another chapter, you listen to the book, and we talk about that chapter. It has been so much fun. We are going through it with a fine-tooth comb. If that sounds interesting to you, you can check out the first couple chapters right here. Otherwise, just check it out wherever pods are cast. And until next time, bye!